Eric Wood is with us live this morning, brought to you by Outlet Liquor. When you need to stock up, it's the place to buy a case. What's your outlet? Eric will be on the call with Chris Brown Sunday night in Baltimore. And, you know, Eric, after that throttling of the Jags Monday night, as a player, how do you refocus after such a dominant win? I mean, Baltimore is going to present a much bigger challenge than Jacksonville did.
Yeah, I mean, it's a week-to-week league. And, you know, we always said in the NFL, whether you win or lose, there's a 24-hour period where you're either down in the dumps or you're celebrating, and then you lock back in. Well, the Bills had a Monday night game, so it's a shorter week, and so you really condense that 24 hours to maybe 12. But, yeah, it's a week-to-week league, and it's all about refocusing each week.
And refocusing on Baltimore, who has stumbled this year, you know, not gotten out of the gate very strong, but they're still a very dangerous team. What are your eyes going to be focused on when it comes to the Ravens on Sunday night?
Yeah, so offensively, you got the reigning NFL MVP and Lamar Jackson at quarterback. He can do it with his legs. He can do it with his arm. And so it's about containing him. They brought in Derrick Henry from Tennessee, their running back, and he's off to a good start as well, and they have a number of playmakers. So, you know, the Bills' defense are in for a tough test. And then on the other side of the ball, at all three levels, they have elite players. That defense has not played up to standard this year as far as, you know, the Baltimore Ravens defense that we all expect and generally see over the years. And so they're definitely going to be looking to get back on the right track.
You know, and you've got the Texans game after this one. I mean, there's going to be a media frenzy around that one. How do you block out the noise and focus on this week?
Yeah, you just got to understand that every week in the NFL is important, and this is an AFC game against a team that, you know, has a 1-2 record, but you expect them to be in the playoff picture at the end of the season, and you understand the ramifications around, you know, this individual game, and, you know, let next week handle itself when it gets here, but in the moment, they're completely focused on Baltimore.
Yeah, well, focus is on the Ravens. The focus is on going 4-0. I know we were talking about this last week about how they've really got an opportunity here to get a jump. So many AFC matchups, and even though it's early in the season, it's hard to overstate how important those in-conference matchups are at the end of the year when everything gets sorted out.
Yeah, they definitely are. And these AFC games in the past few years have come back to bite us at times, especially the ones early in the season. And so, you know, the Bills are off to a good start now, but they understand that, you know, with this next stretch of games, it's going to play big-time playoff implications.
I want to ask you about comments that Josh Allen made yesterday. He was taking exception to people twisting his compliments about his current receivers, you know, that everybody eats, as really being a dig at Stephon Diggs. I mean, he said he's not tearing down people to build people up. He still loves 14. He could have answered that question much differently. Does that really speak to Josh's character?
Yeah, it does. And, you know, Josh understands that Stephon Diggs was great in this Bills offense at times, and you know, he did a lot of good for this franchise. And so, yeah, he's not trying to dishonor him, but the way they're playing offensively right now, could they have done that with Stephon Diggs? Potentially, but you know, he likes the crew he's got right now in Buffalo, and that's evident. I mean, Josh is playing as efficient as he ever has in his career, and he's got the number one quarterback rating in the league for a reason right now.
What are you seeing out of that crew? That crew of receivers, we were wondering all offseason, you know, who's going to make up for Stephon Diggs? You know, who's going to take that mantle? And so far through three games, it just seems like everybody's going to get involved in some way every single game. What are you seeing that might stand out from some of these guys? I mean, obviously, Khalil Shakir kind of jumps off the page when he has the ball in his hand. He's pinballing off of some of these defenders. But what else have you liked from what you've seen out of this group of receivers?
Yeah, I think they have a diverse skill set, which has helped. And you're seeing a lot of unselfishness. You're seeing guys out in space blocking for each other. You know, they have two tight ends that are capable of catching the football, you know, the running backs have gotten involved, and then, of course, the receivers. And, you know, when you look at the offense in general, I've been extremely impressed with how Joe Brady has worked each of their individual skill sets to the advantage of this offense. And I think Joe Brady's done a masterful job calling plays this year and giving Josh some easier throws at times with little bubble screens that have been effective this year and work to the skill sets of a Khalil Shakir, a Curtis Samuel, and a number of other guys. And then, you know, I just think the run game has complemented as well, where they're able to establish the run pretty much each week. And then that allows them to take advantage of mismatches in the secondary.
Eric, you know, all this attention on Josh yesterday, named AFC Offensive Player of the Week. Is he playing at a different level this season?
You know, I think he's playing really good football. He's playing really efficiently right now. And, you know, he's got the hand injury, which is forcing him to probably take less chances, taking contact when he's running. So he's protecting his body really well these last couple weeks. And I think he's done a great job of just taking what the defense has given him. And, you know, some of that comes with maturity at times. The defense is playing with a high level, so he's not necessarily having to force the ball down the field or in tight windows on maybe that third level of the defense. And, you know, it's just 3 weeks, and you don't want to get ahead of yourself. But, I mean, right now he is playing at a different level than anyone else in the league.
Can't wait to watch it all again on Sunday Night Football. Another primetime matchup, and we'll be listening for you too, Eric, on the call on WGR. Eric Wood joining us this morning on the Trocare College Live Line. Thanks to Eric, and we'll be talking with Chris Brown tomorrow.